Father God, we lift up this service before you because you are so good. We praise you and thank you, and we give you all praise and glory, and we pray that your Spirit comes today and joins us in worship, Father. We lift up this day and this service before you. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Covenant Church of Thomaston. We'll be singing that song the rest of the day. Beautiful thing. We have just a few announcements. One is there will be a board meeting afterwards. You'll be in there?
Yes. Yeah, in the gathering
room. I'm looking at Kenny now. I'm looking at John. I'm looking at... Yeah, and another room in there. Okay, for everyone. That is probably the biggest thing that I have coming up. I know that women's are going to be going away. Please.
Women Ministries is sponsoring a sip and swap. We're sipping tea and coffee, and we're swapping books. Oh. And it'll be Saturday, March 4 at my house, 10 a.m. So you're all invited. Bring some of your favorite books that you'd be willing to share with others, and we'll just have a fun morning looking over books.
That's great. I don't sip, I drink tea.
Okay, the new directory is out, and you should have gotten one, or you could get one before you leave today. And check your entry, if you're in there, and see if I got it right or not. Let me know.
Okay, please check the, not right now, but check the back of your bulletin. Mary wrote up a nice story. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and we're going to have one every week through Women's Ministry Month, and hopefully I can talk her into doing something for Easter. You can do something too, yeah, okay. Anyone else have anything else they would like to bring up or share with us this morning? Absolutely. Here, let me turn on.
I just have a praise that in the last 10 days, my car has broken down twice. It's cost lots of money and took 3 garages, but through all of it, including stalling dead on Merritt Parkway, I was safe and protected. Mm. And AAA came and all of that was good. So praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Anyone else like to share anything good? No? Laura, you're scratching an itch? Okay. Sue.
My dad came through hip surgery very successfully, and he is recovering, and he wants to get out of bed and run around. So that's a good attitude.
That is good. Well, then let us please stand for our introit, number 513. Join me in our call to worship. Happy are those who walk in God's ways.
Blessed are those who observe God's commandments.
Faithful are those whose eyes are fixed on righteousness.
Joyful are those whose hearts are filled with praise.
Come, let us love the Lord our God.
We come to worship the one who leads us in the ways of life.
Thank you.
Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. The Old Testament reading for this morning is Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20, found on page 163 in your pew Bible. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. The New Testament reading is Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 on page 927. On divisions in the Corinthian church. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now, you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
As it was in
was just shouting.
Hey, this is not my comfort zone. But anyways, I was married at 19, separated at 22. By that time, I had a daughter, and I also swore I'd never get married again. No, you're not going to hold it for me. It needs to be up here. Okay. Here we go. Anyways, I had met another guy, and he was perfect. Yeah. So I thought. But it turns out he was abusive. We were together for 14 years. And I had a daughter and a son. And this time, I was definitely not getting married again. But being a single mom with two kids, well, I was living in Terryville. I moved to Thomaston. And my daughter was going to Boston University, and we needed a little extra money. So I went to work at Patco's, the gas station, which is now Mobile. And the first night I met this guy, came in with a credit card. His name was Don Friedland. You know, and I said, well, are you related to Jay? Because I had had tickets to the Bristol Red Sox games. And Jay was a pitcher on that team. And we started talking, and we talked for 3 years while my daughter was in college and I was breaking in the big money. Did you all see my eyes go? But then we went out for coffee. And I was working at, well, Bank of Boston, Colonial Bank, whatever you want to call it. It's now Bank of America. So I was working a full week plus weekends at the gas station. And we finally decided to get married. But it was only after a long, really long, can't get the word out.
Courtship.
And, you know, my mindset was never to marry again. Don convinced me. And boy, am I glad he did. Because the 25 years we had together was absolutely fantastic. We both attended Trustees. And our marriage was even stronger. And we never went anywhere practically without each other. You know, he would go to his Bible study, I'd go to mine, or things like that, you know. And but if I was sick, he didn't want to go to church, because everybody would say, where's Chris? And so sometimes he ended up at another church, just to say he went to church. But, you know, but we were very close. And, yeah. All I know is, put it this way, I retired from Bank of Boston. They gave me a deal I couldn't refuse. They could not guarantee my job. So, but they gave me a full year of whatever it's called, salary for the year. And so I stayed home for 2 years, and then Don got laid off. So I said, well, he's getting older, I'll go back to work. And that's what I did. And I got laid off. Or I mean, I got laid off the Bank of Boston. Yeah. The same time Don got laid off. Got them mixed up, that's all. And so I went back to work at Center Bank, where Jay was working, and stayed there for a couple of years, and then got laid off from that, and we were both home doing nothing. And once unemployment was through, Don was getting paranoid. We're going to lose the house. We're going to lose everything. We have no money. You know, and we were both in our 50s. So, through people in this church, Glenn Hathley got me a job. And that was in Cheshire. But when we were really destitute, Don and I made the promise to tithe. And that's when we really started to trust God in our lives. And God has supplied everything, you know, the job. And then he got a job as a night watchman over in Watertown. And kind of hectic there. I'd leave Cheshire and then stop because he went to work before I went home. And I'd stop and have supper. I would have picked up supper for him, and we had supper there. And then I'd come home, and he'd come home, wake me up, and I'd do my stuff. And but we had fun. You know, we never really lacked for anything. And then, you know, the more God does for you, the more you can trust him. You trust him in the little things. And, you know, things like when I was, yeah. One night, of course, I was diagnosed with COPD. And that Halloween snowstorm, like 2 years ago or so, we're hearing trees fall all around us, breaking and everything else. And, you know, I'm there with my oxygen. Where we live, we on the side of a hill, which floods our basement all the time. So I said to God, I said, God, you're in control. If we lose power, I lose my oxygen, and we lose the sump pump. So, you know, we're going to lose the whole house, maybe. And so I said, but I'm going to sleep, and I trust you. And I did. And I woke up, lights, heat, everything. So we really thank God that time. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, in this age, the mammogram machines aren't as bad as they were when they first came out. And I am endowed with, and I had just given up because it was just so painful. I hadn't had a mammogram in 10 years. And I went back, and when I went, finally I got a call saying, you have to get a mammogram. And I said, okay. And my doctor said, why this time? I said, just a feeling. And I got had the mammogram and the biopsy, and I had cancer, but it was only 2 centimeters. And the doctor said, even if I had done all those mammograms all those years, they wouldn't have found it. And so I went at the right time. So I know who told me to go. you know, God was there. He was protecting me. And I went in a week later, had it removed, and I've been, and that was in 2013. So I've been, you know, 9 years free of cancer. And I just can't thank God enough. And my mindset during that way is it was a win-win situation. I would either live or I'd go to heaven. So I went around, you know, everybody say, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, you know? And I was just, I was blown away by the way that happened. I really was. So, and, you know, you have to trust God. He is the one who's in control of you, control of me, of everybody. He listens. He answers prayers. And I don't know what I'd do without him.
We're going to sing King of Kings, and you have the words, so we'd ask you to sing along with us, please.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light. Thank you.
Good morning. I know we have a lot of sharing going on here this morning, but this was a Sunday where we could get some senior high kids come to share a little bit about Winterfest. I told Gary that I wouldn't speak because I didn't want to make the service too long today, but I will tell you that the theme of the weekend was the three C's, so it had talked about COVID and how it affected kids and anxiety and just not being connected. So the three C's, I think, were courage and connection, and I think the other was compassion, but I'm not sure. Maybe someone has it in their notes. But one of the themes, I think it was Friday night, the verse was from Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. The person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. So that was one of the verses, I think it was Friday night, and I remember the kids saying, that was one of the verses we heard when we were in Maryland at MOVE this summer. So it was just kind of neat that they heard that message again and how they should stay connected and rooted to God. So I think we have Lauren, Eric, Zoe, and Megan that are going to share this morning. If you all want to come up together or one by one, maybe just come on up right now. Come on. And I don't know where... You can stand wherever you want. Just make sure you use the microphones and talk slow so that people can hear you.
Okay. So before I had went to Winterfest, I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to go because of all my stomach issues. And that just really worried me, but luckily I was able to go. And during Winterfest, there was this like prayer and meditation thing, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to that sounds fun. And my friend, one of her youth leaders, was there to was one of the people that prayed over people if you wanted to, or you could just do your own thing. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go over to one of the people and have them pray over me, because I was just going through a lot and I was pretty stressed. And so he was like, you know what, I feel called to pray over you. So I was like, okay. He was like, is that okay? I was like, sure. And I told him a bit about what was going on and how my stomach was not cooperating with me, and that it was just a lot of anxiety and just a lot of sadness for me and both my parents. And he just started praying, and then he was talking about like my future, which I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And he was talking about how like, which it did remind me of when we went to Unite, because it was like talking about blooming, and he started talking about that, and it was like, he's like, it's like being a tree, and that right now you're like starting to bloom, and then your branches are gonna reach out to others. And I was like, that's pretty inspirational. And then at the end, he was like, you just need to be strong and courageous. And there's like these cards that were laid out on like the ground, and I went and picked one because they were all flipped over, so you didn't know what it was gonna be. And I picked it up, and it was a tree, and it said, be strong and courageous, and I was like, whoa. So that really touched my heart, and I just sat there and prayed for a bit. And if you know my mom, she cries when she prays, and I've never been like that, but there in that moment, I was just in tears, because I was like, you know what, I really needed this. And then recently, I was in the hospital, and I saw someone, Celeste Bergamo. I was like, I have not seen you in a long time. And she recognized me, and she's like, can I pray over you? I was about to go in for an endoscopy. And I was like, yeah, because I was like sweating bullets, nervous. I'm like, I've never done this before. And at the end, she said, be strong and courageous. And I was like, and it's all coming together now. So it was just like this big moment, how everything, just like the one of the themes, connection. I was like, everything is connecting, and it just made me feel better. So, yeah.
I know I was supposed to have notes. So my experience was a little different from the rest of the people in my youth group, because as the only guy from our church going, I had to go with the Bethany Covenant Church. So I was kind of in a joint custody situation. You know, I had to choose between groups for each activity, but I love them, so it was great. But what really stuck with me is we had two seminars, and the first one I went to was about relationships, and not just like, you know, who you're dating or married to, but all relationships in life, and it really spoke to me because everything she said was describing exactly what's happening in school with my friends, in my relationship with my family and everything. And I really just listened. For the first time, I just really tuned in, and it was great. And I went home and I texted my friends and I tried everything she said, and it really just all worked out for me. That's all I have.
Mine's really long, I'm sorry. Well, while I was on this past winter retreat, I learned how to speak to God and listen to Him. And since we went on the Maryland trip to Unite, I've learned a lot of things. But as I went on this weekend trip, I was taught words of God that I have not heard before, and I was taught them. But some things that I took away from this weekend were they know we're Christians by the way that we love. When the speaker was saying that, and it was a guy, so I'm using he a lot, I was thinking, like, what does that mean? Like, do people outside of the church think that we love them differently because we're Christians? But it wasn't. After the retreat at youth group, we talked about it a lot, and it made me, like, realize that people know that we're Christians, like, and it's a good thing, and it's not, like, a bad thing. People that outside of the church, they know that we're good and we care for others, and not just, like, ourselves and God. But sharing that weekend with Zoe, Emily, Eric, Lauren, and Kara, and bonding with them that weekend, it made me realize how much I think and care about others. And when I went to the relationship seminar, it was like mostly like the word like love. Like it was like love like each other and love everything. But like people that hadn't gone to it, they were probably thinking like love, like relationships, but it wasn't like that. So it like really spoke out to me. And I noticed that people from other churches one night when we did communion, they didn't go up. And I noticed that people weren't judging them. They were, like, loving them and there to support them. And it, like, I don't know, it made myself notice, like, you don't have to always, like, think about what others are thinking. And it, like, really like, spoke out to me. One song that they had sung was Monday Morning Faith. The song was about how we should praise God in our everyday lives and not just on Sundays. And I really liked the song. But before we went on the church retreat, I was having a really bad friendship fight. And when the speaker was talking about loving others, at that time, I was thinking that it wasn't right to love everyone because they have hurt me. But as the month went on in January, I realized that things started to change between me and that friend, and we decided to be friends again and be nice to each other. I mean, it wasn't only about, like, arguing, and it was, like, knowing that because love was there, God was going to be there with us. So it, like, was just really there. And last week when I sang at church, there was one thing that was said. It was, He heals the wounds of every shattered heart. I wrote it down in my notes to remember because God is always working. God is present there because love is there. Even though we're not the best of friends anymore, God was still there with us because we still love each other no matter what. And besides all, like, the point of all that, like, the social and, like, friendship status, I noticed that all of us were getting along a lot better, and being friends from, like, church, town, school, outside of school, like, all of that. And one funny story that I won't forget is when we went to Cracker Barrel on the way down, my mom had just left to go use the bathroom, and Eric made Lauren laugh while Lauren was taking a sip of her soda and spit it out everywhere. And then Eric bought a jacket that we make fun of him for, and Zoe bought a chicken, and Kara bought a little disco ball that you plug into your phone, and we, like, were singing and doing it, like, just having fun together. But that weekend really spoke out to me more than any other retreats have before, because I got to share it with my best friend, Zoe. And teenagers now are never thinking about God, unless, like, they have to just talk to a friend or, like, to about him. Like, they're not confident with that because they think it's, like, weird in a way to, like, talk about God with your friends. But me knowing that I could trust and share my experiences with God with my best friend and not having to worry if she'll judge me or not is better, because we went from just, like, knowing each other to, like, being friends and, like, sharing experiences, like, about God with each other. So it, like, really spoke out to me. And one thing that I could say from taking all that away is love God, love your friends, love your enemies, and love your parents and grandparents to the fullest. So mine is... So mine is equally as long because we wrote them together in class. But... We would never. Anyways, I'm Zoe, as you know. But at Winterfest, we learned more about God's love, like, in general. And one thing he talked about, like, one of the speakers talked about, was that God will be present when love is there, whether it be loving yourself, accepting yourself, knowing you're not perfect, or loving others, accepting others, and understanding that they aren't perfect either. His exact quote was, "If I were to sum everything up, love God, love others, and love yourself. Also, whoever lives in love, God will love them." But the next day, he talked about how people know we're Christians by our love, and nothing can separate us from God's love. Another thing he said was, "Christians are like branches of trees. If you love others while you love yourself, you will stay connected to the tree," which is God in this situation. "And if you lose that love, you will disconnect and fall off." So, moral of the story, live by loving yourself, others, and God. But as for the social part of Winterfest, our group has many, many opportunities to talk and hang out and grow closer together. I honestly think that's one of the best parts of retreats, is just being able to bond with your group and have fun together. And not only did we get the chance to hang out within our church, we also got to spend time with other churches and catching up with lots of people we met at Unite, as well as making new friends. One story our group shared was when we were leaving, and Beth had to back the van up a whole hill on a very, very narrow road. And we had to direct her all the way up the hill. While struggling to pull ourselves together. Speaking of the van, I personally think it's part of the retreat experience because so many fun memories happen in there, such as Kara shining her mini disco ball and all of us singing and dancing together. We also thought we were all gonna get some sleep on our long, long ride there, but we actually all ended up talking and laughing the whole way there, including the Lauren incident at Cracker Barrel that Megan just mentioned. Not to mention the loads of funny pictures and videos we all took. This just proved what the speakers were talking about and what they said to love others and yourself, because when you don't care about what other people think, you just choose love, you can create the best and funniest memories. This is another reason why retreats are amazing, because they give you fun, friends, laughs, and memories while teaching you how to find God and make the most out of your life and love. So, in conclusion, having the most love and compassion can help you live the best life you can and love God every day, not just Sundays, because When you implement God into your life, it will just keep getting better and better from the moment you put your faith into him. For example, I started coming to this church and going to youth group, so God put so many amazing people into my life. For example, Megan became my best friend through church and God, so loving God is definitely worth it in so many ways.
Late today, I'll skip the sermon and be here a while, so I think what was already preached this morning was very, very good. So why don't we go into prayer right now? Beth is going to lead us in prayer, if you'd like to do that.
During the prayers of the church, I will leave time for those who have prayers and concerns that they would like to lift up. Please pray with me. Good morning, Lord, and thank you for this this day, that you've brought us all here today, that you have led those here today to share their hearts and their stories. And we just thank you for this time, Lord. When we just think about you, we are filled with awe and wonder at your mighty works, Lord. And you know us, you know our hearts. And today we just come to you in prayer. And during this time, Lord, I would like to just lift up those who need healing, who need physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, Lord. Specifically pray this morning for Millie and Jackie, that they would be able to just get well from COVID, Lord. Just take that disease away from them. And I also ask that you would be with Allison Marinelli as she continues to heal from her surgery on Friday. Lord, we lift up others to you at this time. Please hear our prayers. Know that you are almighty and all-powerful, and with you all things are possible, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, and thank you, Lord, for Pastor Gary, for how he is leading us through this transition, and the search committee, and the leadership of this church, and the worship team, Lord. Thank you for their music. We are such a blessed church, Lord, and we just know that you will continue to bless us and guide us through the coming years, through this process of looking for a new pastor. Just be with us, Lord. Take us in the right direction. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen.
Let us take joy in being able to give back to a most loving Father.
Thank you.
give you thanks and praise that we are able to give back to you. We thank you for the joy of sharing, the joy of the kids' messages of having fun. We lift up that before you and pray that it can continue on week after week. We praise you and thank you this day. In your name we gather and pray. Amen. Let everyone know what a great job they did speaking today. Give them a little joy and sharing. And to all the guys, don't forget about St. Patrick's Day, or St. Valentine's Day. Speaking up. Remember to come on downstairs afterwards and share together. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord, it endures forever. Go in his peace. Amen.